Log Talk Radio.
Wherever you are, would you lift up your song to the Lord now? Would you lift up your song to the Lord? Yes, especially lift up your voice, lift up your song. He deserves this worship. Come on, with our hands lifted high, our heart wide open. He deserves this worship. This is the reason why we're here, because He deserves this worship. This is the reason why we've come tonight, because
Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you on tonight. God bless you, each and every one of you. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Amen. We're so grateful that you've come yet again to join us on tonight here for the Prayer News Network Global. We do bless the Lord. We give God thanks and praise for another day. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, people of God. And we're so very grateful for this day. grateful for this hour. Amen. There's a lot that has happened, glory to God, between 12 a.m. midnight on last night until this hour. Amen. But people of God, the Lord has kept us, and here we are. We give God thanks. We give God praise for his keeping power. Thank him for his love and compassion that fails not towards us, his people. We just give God thanks. We just give God praise. Amen. For all of his goodness. Amen. We bless him, bless him, bless him. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Amen. Thank you for joining us. Glory be to God from far and near. We thank God for all of our listeners, even our international listeners. We thank God for you. We thank God for you, you, and you. Thank you for taking the time out to come and be with us. Amen. From whatever country you're listening from, amen, we thank God for you. Amen. For whatever time you tap into us, glory be to God. We thank God for you. Amen. Truly the Lord is great, and he's greatly to be praised. And we just give him thanks and praise. Amen. We just want to let you know that this is a recorded line. Glory to God, it is. It is a recorded line, and we just want to let you know, people of God, that even tonight we're rebroadcasting, amen, a previous night. Glory to God, we've been there over 600 days now, 600 consecutive days. And we thank the Lord, amen, that he has provided a speaker, amen, someone to declare this gospel every single night, amen, or amen for willing, available vessels that were able to come, amen, and even be, amen, travail on our behalf. So we thank God even so for our prayer warriors, amen. We thank God for each and every one of them. We thank God for you again, people of God. We do bless the Lord for you, amen. Whether you're listening by radio, we just want to say welcome and thank you. Whether you're listening by podcast, or whether you're listening by our Facebook page, over on our Prayer News Network Facebook page, glory to God, you can go there and listen to the broadcast live as well. Amen. Sometimes people have a tendency to have that connection problem going on. Glory to God, well, listen, don't let that deter you. All you need to do is go over to our Prayer News Network page, glory to God, and there you'll be able to click on the link. Amen. Click on our logo. Amen. That beautiful logo that the Lord gave us. Amen. Just click on that logo and you'll as well be right here in the platform with us. Amen. We give God thanks on tonight for each and every one of you. Thanking the Lord tonight for, amen, Jesus, all that he's done. Thanking him. Glory be to God. Just giving God thanks. Just giving God praise. I tell you, people of God, had it not been the Lord on our side, I don't know where we would be. Amen. I don't know where we would be. I don't know where what state of mind would we be in had it not been the Lord on our side. Amen. But we give God thanks again. We give him praise. Glory to God. Amen. For our leaders. Amen. All of our leaders, I want to thank God for my leaders, the late apostle, Dr. S.B. James, and thanking the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God for, amen, our senior apostle, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord for him. Thanking the Lord for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor, Sr. Amen. Thanking God tonight for all of our advisors, each and every one of them. Glory to God. Thanking them tonight for our prayer warriors and for you, people of God. Thank God for you, you, you. Thank God for, amen, Jesus, those, amen, leaders that have come to the line, that are connected to us, that are praying for the line. And for this, we give God thanks. And for this, we give God praise. Amen. Glory be to God. Again, we bless the Lord. Glory be to God. And as we've already forestated, what we're endeavoring to do is to, amen, start earlier. Amen. So we're starting earlier in our broadcast. Amen, Jesus. So I thank God for you. Amen. For coming on earlier. Amen, so that we can go ahead and get started with our programming. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless him again. We thank him again. We honor the Lord again. Amen, Jesus, because truly the Lord is great and he's greatly to be praised. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we would that you pull your hearts and your minds in. Glory be to God. Pull your hearts and your minds in.
The recording has started.
On of grace as we prepare for the word that the Lord has for us on tonight. We would that you get your pens and your paper, amen, glory to God, or your pencil and your paper, and get ready to take notes, amen, Jesus, because there's so much word that comes, amen, out of these men and women of God, and we want you to be able to get it all, amen. We don't want you to miss anything, amen. Glory be to God. So let us go before the throne of grace on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Amen. Come on and just begin to, amen, bless the Lord on tonight. Begin to bless him. Begin to, amen, just appreciate him. Glory to God. Just appreciate him for who he is. Just begin to appreciate him. Glory to God for all that he's done. Appreciate the Lord tonight for what he's done for you. Glory be to God for your family. Amen. For your loved ones. Just appreciate the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you tonight. We bless you. We give you thanks on tonight. We honor, we glorify you. We glorify you on tonight, oh God, for all of your goodness. We glorify you tonight for your grace. We glorify you tonight for your love. We're glorifying you tonight, oh God, for your kindness towards us, your people. And tonight we come, glory to God, with uplifted hands, to give you thanks, to give you praise yet again in the precious name of Jesus. We come on tonight yielded unto you. We're coming on tonight, glory be to God, because you've said by your word that we could come and cast our cares upon you. And here we are on tonight. We've come collectively. We've come individually on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We've come to this place, glory to God, this divine place that you've hallowed out in this time and in this hour. And we're thanking you for it on tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for this broadcast. Thank you for this line. Thank you, glory to God, for the word that has come forth, for the word, glory to God, that has been declared by your messengers. And for this, we give you thanks, and for this, we give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We bless you, glory to God, on tonight. Glory to God. We bless you. Hallelujah, with uplifted hands, we bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory be to God. Bless you, glory be to God, because you're yet on the throne. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on this night. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, because we know that you care for us. We bless you on tonight. Glory be to God, because you yet live. And because you live, Father, glory to God, we live, and we're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for keeping us, glory to God. Thank you for keeping us, oh God, glory to God, from danger seen and unseen. Even as we traveled up and down the dangerous highways, glory to God, even as we were in our several homes, even as we traversed, oh God, here and there. But we're thanking you for your covering. Thank you, glory to God. Thank you for how you covered us. Thank you on tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for how you kept our minds. You kept our minds, glory to God. You kept our minds stayed on you. We thank you on tonight for your hope, glory to God, that abides on the inside. We're thanking you on tonight. We thank you. We bless you tonight. We glorify you, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, here we are on tonight. We're asking, oh, glory to God, that you will look upon us yet again. Look upon each and every one of us, Father. Look upon us tonight. Even now, look upon us, glory to God, in thy precious name, Jesus. And we're asking you, Father, to forgive us of our sins. Forgive us of every sin. Forgive us on tonight. Forgive us, glory to God, in any way that we've transgressed. We're asking that you forgive us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Father, forgive us, Glory be to God for any iniquity, glory to God, that abide within. We're asking you pardon us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you this night, oh God, to create in us a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within us on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you on this night, glory be to God, for you said by your word that if we regard iniquity in our hearts, you said that you would not hear us. And we're emptying out on tonight. We come before you empty. We come before you, glory to God, no reservations, glory to God, but we're asking that you will look on us. We're asking that you will look on this line, look on this people on tonight, look on the needs, look on the desires of your people on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God, even in the airwaves, we're asking that you will look upon your people. Look upon your people, glory to God, and meet every need. Look upon your people on tonight. We're asking, glory to God, that you will look, glory to God, and heal, deliver, and set free in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight, glory to God, that you will save tonight. Save, glory be to God. Cause your salvation to be great among your people in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you on tonight, glory be to God, with your strong arm, oh God, that you will deliver your people in the precious name of in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We're asking you on tonight, oh God. Glory to God, for there are those on tonight that have come for answers, oh God. Those on tonight, glory to God, that need a way made, that need a door open. Those on tonight, glory be to God. Hallelujah, whose hearts are heavy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those on tonight, oh God, come seeking shelter. Glory to God, in the time, in the battle, oh God, in the battles of life. Father, but we thank you on tonight, for you are the battle act, oh God. You are the battle act, and we thank you on tonight. Thank you for moving for your people. Thank you for moving by your spirit in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We thank you, glory to God, on this night. We're thanking you on tonight, oh God, for moving. Thank you on tonight. Glory be to God for moving. Hey, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for moving on tonight, oh God. And hallelujah, oh God, thank you on tonight for those that are grieved on tonight, those that are bereaved on tonight, oh God. We're asking you, we're asking, oh glory to God, that the spirit of comfort, to comfort your people as only you can. In the precious name of Jesus, comfort, glory be to God, lift on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, restore on tonight, glory to God, all the broken places. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, to make every crooked place straight. In thy precious name, oh God, we're asking on tonight, glory to God, that you would have your way in the midst of us. Have your way on this line. Have this way, oh God, in the lives of your people. Have your way, glory be to God. Cause your righteousness to be revealed. We do pray in thy precious name, oh God. And Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you for moving. Thank you for doing it on tonight. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you, glory to God, for making ways. Oh God, making ways out of no way. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We bless you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. We bless you, oh glorabosa. Glory to God. We bless you on tonight. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight. Thank you, oh, God, for moving in government. We thank you on tonight. Thank you, oh, God, for the government is upon your shoulders. And we thank you. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God, for nothing can happen, oh, God, except you allow it. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you for being our help. We thank you for being our heel, oh God, for in you we put our trust. Hey God, our trust in you alone. And for this we thank you. We bless you, Master. We honor, we glorify you. Now, Father, we're asking that you have your way. Move yet again for your people. Move, glory to God. Move speedily, oh God, for your people on tonight. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We do give you honor. We give you glory on this night. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your cross. We're asking that you would cover us in your shed blood. Hide us on tonight. Hide us and we shall be hid. Cover us, oh God, and we shall be covered. And for this we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do bind the hand of the enemy. We bring his every work to naught. We bring his works to naught as sons of God in the earth. We thank you now, glory to God, for the power that you've invested in us. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We love you. We appreciate you even so. And for this, we thank you in thy precious name, Jesus. Glory to God in every heart on tonight. Every heart on tonight will say amen. Amen. Amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord. We thank him again. People of God, we bless him. Amen. We bless him for his goodness. We bless him for his grace on tonight. Amen. We thank God again, people of God, that the Lord has enabled us to be able to capture so much word. Amen. So much word. So much word from our speakers. Amen. That have previously come to the line. Amen. To be with us. Amen. And tonight, again, people of God, we will be rebroadcasting on tonight. Glory be to God, and we are grateful we got this precious word, amen, this precious, precious word, amen. And tonight, people of God, amen, we're going down to Augusta, amen, down there. It's actually Hexaba, which is near Augusta, Georgia, amen, Jesus. We're so grateful, amen, Jesus, the man of God, amen. He's come to be with us several times. Amen. And we were able to capture this precious word. Amen. He's coming to us from Gaston Rivers Ministries. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We, again, are so grateful. Amen, Jesus. And you may hear him allude to, amen, on the Facebook page, but he's not, amen, because this is a rebroadcast. Amen. It's a different time. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. But you can go out to his website, amen, Jesus, and find, amen, several brought out there, amen, that he has come to be with us. But we're just grateful, amen, that he has, amen, enabled us to, again, capture this precious word. Get your pen, get your pencil, people of God, on tonight, and we want you to receive God's messenger for tonight, amen. Glory to God, his choice anointed, amen. Glory be to God, apostle Gaston Rivers.
Man, I want to give you all and thank God for what you guys are doing. I mean, this is awesome. I mean, just I read some of the testimonies and how God moved, you know. God is faithful. God is faithful, you know. I give honor to Apostle S.T. James. I give honor to Apostle Taylor. Amen. Two powerful men of God that I love. And I tell you, you know, I just love the ministry, just the truth and just the wisdom, just the knowledge, you know. Just many times I get to come by and see Apostle S.T. And, I mean, you're talking about the word and Pastor Taylor. I mean, both of them are just awesome men of God, beautiful people, you know. And it's such a blessing to be connected to people like that. And I thank God for you allowing me this opportunity, you know. And I'm just excited about the Lord because I know God is good, you know. God saved me and brought me out, amen. I'm not going to belong to time, but I just want to encourage those of you, amen, to get your faith together, you know. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. And one of the most powerful things I've learned over the years is when I hear the word, I know how to reach up and grab it. And from your testimonies I've heard on Facebook, what I've seen, you people have grabbed the word of God. And that's what we're going to continue to do. We're going to continue to grab that word. Because I tell you, you know, years ago, you know, people being in front lines, and sometimes they would pop star with us, sometimes they would lay hands on heaven, and I mean, people getting their breakthrough, and I learned how to reclaim it in the name of Jesus. So I want you, while I minister this word, to begin to claim what God has for you. Now, I'm going to go into and do a short prayer, amen, but I do want to encourage them, I'm going to give answer words. Father, just thank you right now, God, for this service. I thank you what you're going to do tonight, God. Oh, God, I feel your presence. I feel your glory. Hallelujah. Now, God, I pray for those families, those homes, those children. Lord, there's so many people that are going through right now, God. And I pray, God, that you stretch out their hand, God. Oh, God, hide me behind the cross, God. Lord, let them see you. Let them feel your power. Let them feel your glory, God. Oh, God, this is a mighty God. Lord, this is your hour. This is your season. This is your time, God. The Father, as I minister this word, God, you speak to me, God. Bring healing. Bring deliverance. Bring breakthrough, God. Lord, hand and touch somebody because of doing the virtue through the radio. Well, God, we know the anointing hands don't leave, God. You take your words out of the field, God. Father, I just thank you for tonight, God. And I give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Truly, I thank God for those of you. Amen. I'm on the prayer line. I thank God for all those of you that are tuning in. At the same time, I'm doing Facebook Live because our God has for those on the prayer line. He has for everybody. Amen. Now, I want to minister word tonight. It's fine by God. It's fine by God. And you know, the awesome thing about God is that when you meet God, when you meet God, many times God will begin to speak into your life. He begins to tell you who you are. Amen. And so God doesn't look at where you at the time when he meets you. He doesn't look. Sometimes God finds us in sickness. Sometimes God finds us in disease. Sometimes God finds us in poverty. Many of us have found God at the lowest point of our lives. Oh, but I want to change the love. When you find God at the lowest point, I guarantee that God's not going to leave you there. God's not going to identify with your situation, but he's going to speak over your life. He's going to tell you what thus says. He's going to tell you his word. He's going to reveal you what your purpose, what your destiny is. I've said it so many times that God is like a mechanic. Sometimes a mechanic can look at your car and just by the way it sounds, and so I can fix that. And sometimes you got good mechanics in it. Many times they can go out to a junkyard and find an old piece of ragged car and say, you know what, I'm going to take this car and make something good for it. And so it's the same way about God. God ought to get ready to change some people. Even though we're living in a time where we got the viruses, all these things that are going on here, my heart goes out to the people, amen, because you have people that are going through different situations. Some of them are going through money, houses, cars, things that happen to them. And I don't know that many times stuff happens to you. The enemy wants you to be identified by your situation. Oh, but someone says the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. See, the enemy wants you to accept the fact that maybe I don't have, maybe I'm about to lose my car, I'm about to lose my house, maybe I don't have a job. That doesn't tell me who I am. I'm who God said I was. Amen. So let me get into the words. You know, like I said earlier, many times, you know, you got people that got a marital situation going on. And you know what the most hurting, painful thing is when the one you love, you're going through some trials. And sometimes, you know, when you go through all these things that happen now, financial problems and can't get a job and struggling with the bills, a lot of times the enemy wants to mess with your marriage. He wants to mess sometimes your children. They start, the enemy wants to make you feel like, God, where are you? God, I'm alone. But the devil is trying his best to redefine you. But I want to give you some word. I want you to go in the Word of God. In the book of Romans, the 4th chapter and the 17th verse. It says, as it is written, I have made thee a father. Now, God will speak to Abraham. At this time, Abraham didn't have no children. And that's the thing I'm showing you, that many times when God comes to you, you might be broken as a ghost. You might not have nothing. But when God speaks to you, the Bible says he makes you the head, not the tail. He puts you above and not beneath. So God in the over your life. You know, you don't have to wait on time and chance. No, you ain't got to wait on your ship. When God begins to decree something over your life, listen to what the scripture says here. He spoke to Abraham, thou made your father. Now before he said that, he had been calling him Abel, which means father. But he said, I'm gonna call you Abraham because that's who you are. That means father of many nations. So when you meet God, God changes your identity. God changes who you are. Why do we do? He does it by speaking over your life. Because like I tell people so many times, the enemy has to wait until you get into the womb of your mother to fight you. But Jeremiah said, God said, I knew you before you were formed. So God predestined us to each one of us have purpose. Each one of us have destiny. You see, yes, you think that's your house, your car, think that all hell is coming against you. But I'm here to tell you, beloved, today that God is doing things. That God don't change, amen. God don't have no peace. He don't have no respect for purpose. When God meets you, he begins to immediately speak into your life. Now, I'm going to show you in the Word of God how there were people that God met at the lowest point of their life. That's what I like about God. When God meets you at the lowest point of your life, he doesn't put his foot on you. He doesn't begin to say you're low down, you're never going to make. But he began to speak a word of faith. And this is what I want to share with you. Some of you say, Pastor Willis, nobody has never prophesied on me. Listen to me, beloved. You can get what we call a logo, which is the original logo, which is the original word. You can get in the Bible what David says, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. You can say, God, that's my word. You can get another word with David said, I once was young, but now I'm never. Or see, big and big. See, you can take that word and say, God, I speak that word over my life. See, I'm not waiting on what's going to be. Bible God. Listen what God told Abraham. He said, as it is written, I have made you a father. So God, I made you. So when God saw Abraham, his wife was barren. She couldn't have a child. Amen. Because she couldn't, that's why 6 months apart, she couldn't have a child. And so God spoke to her. She was going a barren womb. So God spoke life into her womb. Her womb, everything began to come back together. There was her cycle of money. All you ladies, it began to happen. Why? Because when God speaks over your life, God is forgiving us. God is a just God. God is a faithful God. The Bible said God is just and cleanses you. So what are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying when you meet God and God speaks a word over your life, he begins to tell you who you really are. You are not who your circumstance is telling you. You are not who your situation is telling you. When God met me, I was strung out on drugs. I was just a nobody. Oh, good God, I was just a nobody. But God spoke a word of my life, and I began to call on God. He began to change me. I had low self-esteem. And I'm seeing people that are really going through because you look at the fact, well, God, I can't hardly feed my children. Lord, I'm a Christian, but I'm sick of a dog. Beloved, stand on God's word. Begin to speak. I'm going to give you some principles here in just a minute. Listen to what he says in Romans 4:17. As it is written, I made you a father of many nations. Abraham was now a father before God spoke this. God spoke it into existence. So I said, God's going to speak my breakthrough in existence. God's going to speak my healing in existence. God's going to speak my deliverance. And the Bible said God's words are selling him. That means that word has been tested and tried, and it shall come to pass. Good God Almighty. That's why Sarah laughed at it. Even Abraham thought it was funny. I'm getting excited here about this word. It says, and this is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed. Even God, who quickens the dead. And what quickens means to make alive. So you got a situation that's dead. You got a situation that the monkey got his hand up. But I want you to lift your hands and loose it right now. Quicken it. Speak life into it. Come on. The Bible says death is longer than the power of tongue. It's weird. Children of God can learn this word. Many times God will allow situations to come up just to see what you're going to do. Faith, it's time for us to understand. I'm not defined by a virus. I'm not defined by the sickness in my body. I'm not defined by this car that's swallowed to Jesus. I'm not defined by my virus that talks to me. Oh, but I'm defined by what God says. Jesus, I come that you might have life and have it more abundant. That life means soul. God type of life. Now listen to what he said here. He said, God who quickens the dead and calls those things. That means he speaks it. He decrees. Well, he has the word decree means he has the authority. Come on. So he decrees over your life. That means all of heaven, everything in heaven begins to work for with God's word, and it did not return void. So when God speaks a word over your life, that is your direction. That is your purpose. That is your assignment. And it is what it is. Good God Almighty. I said it is what it is. That's what I was telling you. It is what it is. And so the Bible said, God who quickened the dead and caused things to be not as though they were. Now listen to it. Many times, God understands that the enemy has messed with our mind. The enemy deals with those five senses. He deals with what I can see, feel, taste, me. He deals with those five senses. That's what he deals with. And so he puts that on us. But the Bible says the just shall live by faith. I don't live on what I feel. I don't live on what I see. I walked with God. I've seen times when I didn't feel the anointing, but I knew God had anointed me. I've seen times when I walked with God, and I didn't feel that God was there. But I refused. Sometimes I refused to let my situation define me. This is not who I am. I don't want a cap that the devil put on me. I don't put that cap on. I know I'm a child of the king. I know I'm be the head, not the tail. And listen to me. Let me move right along, even for the sake of time. God spoke that word over Abraham. Some of you out there right now, I'm speaking a word over your life. You are blessed and highly favored. The Bible says you're the head, not the tail. You're above and not beneath. And so those of you that are saints of God, you have to understand that this is our greatest hour. Come on. This is our greatest hour. This is our time to shine. This is our time to shine, beloved. You hear me? This is our time to shine. What do you mean, shine, Pastor? I said, this is my time to speak. There's a lot of God's word to manifest. When God speaks that word, amen, it's a rhema word, it's a logo word. but there's got to be a manifestation. So God brings a manifestation through your faith, through you trusting him, through you standing on, through you speaking in every day. Come on. Lord, I believe your word. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Lord, you will supply every one of my needs. Come on. I refuse to let the devil make me feel like that it's going to always be this way. Somebody said this is nothing but a season. Somebody said this is nothing but a season. I'm going through a season of time. This is nothing but a storm. And a storm don't last. Let me share something with you. In the book of Judges, the sixth chapter, the Bible says the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them to the hands of the Midianites. So here they are. I mean, everything is just tore up. The enemy has taken everything they've got. Now watch God. See, no matter what you go through with, God always has a way of escape. God always has a way of bringing you out. You're not going to always be here. You're not going to always go through this. Come on, life change. Life is going to change. This is nothing but a learning period. This is a training period. Just to see if you're going to trust God. Just to see if you got the confidence. Come on. See, this, you got to tell yourself. This is why it's so important that when you begin to go through things, that you ride it out. Don't give up. Don't fall in the town. Because God is always, one trial takes you to another trial. It gives you the faith. It gives you the confidence. It gives you the courage you need to deal with. When God brings you out of one situation, you always use that as a springboard. You use that to bounce out of another situation. Now listen to me. Judges the 6th chapter and 11th verse. This is what it says. And there came an angel of the Lord and said unto Oprah, which is the Oprah, that pertained unto Joash the Amorite. And his son Gideon was thrashing. How he stormed with him and out getting all of this, everything out of it, by the wine first. He hid it from the enemy. Let's stop there and examine this. So Gideon is hiding from the enemy. He's afraid. He's afraid because the enemy has come in and they've taken everybody's food, but Gideon has some food left and he's hiding because he don't want the devil to get his stuff. Now listen to me. Many times the enemy wants to get your stuff. To the devil, you can't have my stuff. Come on, you can't have my stuff. So I said, I'll take it back. I'll take it back right now. Gideon was hiding, but listen to what God said. He's hiding. And you would think that, well, God, how can you say he's this? But listen to what God says in Judges 6 and 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto Gideon and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thy mighty man of valor. Ooh, good God about it. Listen to what God says. This man is hiding from the enemy. They stand and cause them to go through 7 years. But 7 years just means complete. It's time for them to come out. How many know that it's time to come out? God want to bring you out. God never takes you in not to bring you out. This is nothing but a test. God says in the book of Deuteronomy, he said, our lives in hunger. Our lives in the go without food. Many times God has to see what's in your heart. So during this period, being shut in, people of God, hold on. Those of you that don't know God, grab a hold of God. Begin to say, God, I want to know you. There's a sign of God you don't see until you're in the midst of this kind of situation. Until you're in the midst. There's so many things I've seen about God that blessed me down through the years. They gave me the fight, gave me the buck, gave me the stability because I had to ride it out. I challenge every child of God, whatever you're going through, it, that's not who you are. That's just a test. And listen to what happened here. An angel of the Lord said to him, thou mighty man of valor. Now we want to tell this, Shahada, when God meets you, he always speaks over you your purpose, your destiny. He always tells you what he's going to do through you. The Bible said when he met Saul on the road, Saul of Tarsus, he called him Paul. So God changes you. He gives you a new name. He gives you a new identity. The word defined means that this is who I am. And so you define my God. You're not defined by what you're going through with. Now, we're going to show you how to deal with this issue. Because we're going to see a woman in the Bible that had a situation going on, and she could have easily gotten into it. Some of you right now, I can understand. My heart goes out to you because what you see, you think that's what you're going to get. But you're not going to get what you see. This is only temporary. The things that are seen are temporal. They're only for a season. Come on, you got to tell yourself, this too shall pass. And listen to me. We don't have time to get into the whole story of Gideon. But the Bible teaches us how that Gideon was on to be a powerful man of God. But God had to train him. God had to prepare him. Some of you go witness. Come on. God's willing to show you. Job had the faith. He had the covenant. And God showed him, I'm giving you doubles for your trouble. Now listen to me. We're going to move right along because I want you to go with me real quickly to the book of Mark, the 5th chapter. I know some of you can't turn that fast, but the book of Mark, the 5th chapter, 22nd verse. He said, behold, there come one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. Now, we know Jairus' daughter, he was sending for Jesus. So there was so many people around Jesus going to Jairus' house. But we're going to interrupt this trip. He's getting ready to go to Jairus. And I'm going to show you how this woman is desperate. She's determined. She's been dealing with a situation. Listen to what the Word of God says. I want you to see this because many times we think, well, I've been going through 5 months. I've been going through 6 months for the last 3 years, for the last 4 years. Don't accept it. Don't let that. Don't just because you've been going through, that's not who you are. It ain't always be that. Times when me and my wife went through, and my wife, she said, baby, all I want God to do is just to pay our bills. Well, I want you to know it turned. God turned that thing around, and he began to open doors. He began to make ways. He gave us more than what we need. God, the Bible, he gives seed to the soul. So when God tries and tests you, he puts you in a position where not only you are blessed to yourself, but he runs your cup over and you start blessing others. That's a place that God's going to take some of you. You can't see it now. I couldn't see it, but I believed God. I kept speaking. The man shall eat good by the fruit of his lips. I kept speaking. The righteous are going to never, I'll never have to starve. I'll never have to be. And listen to me here, beloved. The Bible tells us about this lady. And many of you are familiar with her. But we don't just break down what she was going through with. Because you got to see this thing from a different perspective. The Bible says in Mark, the 5th chapter, the 25th verse, and a certain woman was at an issue of blood for 12 years. Somebody said 12 years. So she had this thing going on for 12 years. And in the midst of her dealing with this condition, I want to show you how to seek it. The Bible says, seek me, knock and the door shall be open. To him that asks, receives. To him that seeks, he shall find. Him that knocks, open. So you cannot. I've seen times I prayed so hard and so long about a situation to God that some don't ask me no more. Get up and pray in advance. And I would get up and begin to praise God in advance. It looked like nothing had changed, but I had a witness in my spirit that in a matter of weeks and months, God began to turn that thing around. You have to understand, we sang that song, don't wait till the battle's going to shout now. This is what God's wanting these people to do. The greatest moment for God and a child and his child and his people is when we praise him, when we ain't got nothing, when we're sick, when we're going through. That's the greatest moment because Satan is saying, she ain't going to praise you. She ain't going to thank you. She ain't going to break under, but he's going to break. But you say, no, God, I trust you. In spite of all, God, no matter what I go through with, God, I yet love you, God. God, you done so much for me. If you don't never do another thing, I'm yet going to praise you. And listen to what it says here. She had been sick for 12 long years. Now, I want to show you what she was doing during that time. She wasn't sitting around sitting. See, the enemy will redefine you. He said, follow me. Nobody knows the trouble I go through with. See, you can't buy into that. Because the minute you snap out words to your mouth. And so listen to what it says here. The Bible says when Jesus, the Bible says in Mark 5 and 26, it says, and has suffered many things of many positions. And all that she had, there was nothing better but rather good work. So for 12 long years, this woman kept going to doctor after doctor after doctor. What was she doing? She was at a point where I'm not accepting this. She was him and she said, I'm not accepting this. Listen to me, beloved. There's some of you out there right now. Ain't going to accept it. This way. This is not your way. Come on, this is not the way your life's going to end. This is not how your story ends. This is nothing but a test. You ever been sick of looking at TV and all of a sudden in the middle of the show and just thought, making that noise and you just what's going on and across the screen it rolled out, tells you that. But I want to sell you, hallelujah. I want to sell your nerves down. I want to sell your mind down. I want you to get healed now. I'm going to press you created because of what all you're going through. magnify you, God. And for those 12 long years, she was the Dr. Rootenberry. She was the Dr. Steve. She was the Dr. Jones. She was the Dr. Sam. She was the every doctor she could. And the Bible said, instead of getting better, she grew worse. But the thing I want you to see is she would not accept her condition. She didn't accept it. Don't accept it. I don't care what people say. Everybody's not going to want to walk with you by faith. Everybody's not going to believe that God's going to bless you. Everybody's not going to believe that God's going to turn it around. Take your hand and throw it around. Turn it around. Come on. I speak it over my life. God's going to turn it around. Come on. You guys say, by this time next year, I will be. By this time next year, God's going to be there with you. By this time next year, I will be walking. Listen, what happened. Let me just give you a little bit more here to show you not only did she not want to accept it, but look at the next thing she did. The Bible says how it, and when she had heard of Jesus, faith come by hearing the word of God. So she heard other people telling their testimony. She heard other people saying the blind man was able to see. She heard deaf ears unstopped. This is why you have to go to church. This is why you have to call it on that spell out. Because you hear what God has done. You hear the miracle working power of God. This is why you have to listen to testimonies. Come on. Listen to what God has done for us. This woman heard about Jesus. She heard the report how lame people were walking, how deaf folks were hearing, the dead was there. She heard. She heard. And faith come out here and not anything, because that's a negative stuff. She heard the word of God. And what it does, she exploded inside. It's God that this man called Jesus did it for them, he'll do it for me. So she starts pressing her way. There was a crowd around Jesus. She didn't have them four friends that the man had that lifted him on top of the house. She didn't have it. No doubt, nobody probably wanted to fool with her. But she wasn't waiting around on somebody to encourage her or to tell her it's going to be all right. This sister wrapped her hands around her back, and she encouraged herself. She says, I can't go out like this. So you have to tell yourself, I refuse to go out like this. The devil says, I shall live and not. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now listen to me, beloved. The Bible says she came, when she heard of Jesus, she heard about it. And one scripture said, she had said to herself, see, you have to talk to yourself. Come on. You want yourself 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So you have to speak to your gift. You have to encourage yourself. You have to talk to yourself. You have to talk straight. You have to speak that word over your life. You have to tell yourself what God says the Lord. This is what God said about me. I shall live and not die. He is Jehovah Rapha. He's the Lord, my God, that healeth me. My God shall fall on my knees. The seed of the righteous shall be, my children shall be saved. Come on. God shall meet my needs. Now, David found nothing righteous forsaken or seed David. I will not be. Good God of mine. You better grab that. Those of you that need food, God will make the way. I've seen times when I was leading to church, we didn't have no food when I come back. It was food set on my porch step. I've seen times I went to work when I got ready to go back to work, didn't have enough gas to get up. But somebody would knock on the door and said, Brother Rivers, can you take me here? I got some gas money. But I'm telling you what God will do. I refuse to lay down now. Why sit here and die? Why here and die? Live, beloved. Speak God's word. Step out of faith. Begin to praise God in his name. Do you want God? The Bible says God inhabits the place. So we start praising God. Because God comes in. He comes in. What's wrong, babe? What you need? Come on. Because the enemy said you wouldn't praise God when you were going through hell. The enemy said you wouldn't praise God because of your sickness. But I say, yes, you please. Come on. Hallelujah. So this woman, she was talking to herself. She would tell herself, if I can just touch. Or you remember that? If I just a little talk with Jesus, it'll be all right. See, some of you got to understand, if I keep confessing, if I keep standing, if I keep believing God, keep praising God, keep thanking God, every day I plead the blood over my life. I pray and plead the blood over my life concerning this fight, by my knees. Every day I speak the favor of God. See, you have to do a rep. You have to do it every day, and you got to believe it. You speak it. I don't care if you're afraid like all hell break loose when you start doing it. That's a sign the devil wants you to stop. But when he starts putting pressure on you, you just go right back in. Just throw your ammunition. That word is your ammunition. And listen to me. The Bible says there were so many people around Jesus pushing and shoving. There are other people praying and serving God, and maybe seeing that your heart goes out to him. Seeing that they ain't getting no miracles, then, but don't let that hinder you. Don't let that stop you. Do not let that discourage you. Go, because certain things that you can do, maybe they didn't do. This woman kept on going. All of a sudden, Jesus told Peter, he said, somebody touched me. And I come back to Peter, said, everybody's touching you. He says, no, I felt the purchase. I felt the power, the anointing to it. Somebody's praying on me. So when you start believing God, and you start speaking that word over your life, and you start decreeing it, and you start saying, God, I thank you that you're going to work it out. Lord, I'm not worried. I'm just praising you. Lord, I can't wait to see how you're going to work it out. When you start doing those things and you stick and you ain't got nothing, God comes in. I've seen it. I'm not telling you what I heard, what I read about. I'm telling you what I experienced. He will come through. He will come through. Listen here, beloved. I thank God for those you that have tuned in today to the night to this prayer line, amen. And I know you'll begin to put these principles I taught tonight, if you'll begin to put them into action, I'm telling you what works. Come on, I'm telling you what I've done over the years. This woman was healed, blood immediately, at 12 long years. Time, see, the enemy will use time to fight you. But I want to encourage you tonight. There might be some of you right now that's going through 30 years. And you say, Pastor Rose, I need God in my life. I need God to help me. I'm making an altar call right now. And I want to encourage you tonight to call in. To call in. Let her know I need prayer. I need help. I need deliverance. Come on. I want God in my life. I need God to change me. Come on. People, I know what it is when you under the load and seem like the devil telling you that you can't get out. I know what it feels like when your back is against the wall and you've done all you can do and seem like it ain't working. I'm here to tell you, God will. God is waiting on you to reach out to him. All God wants you to do is say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I'm ready. As quick as you can think about God coming into your life, as quick as you can think about God changing you, that's how quick he can change you. Then the day was on Saturday morning about around 10 o'clock. I told God, I said, I serve you, you help me. And as soon as I spoke it, God came in. How did I know? It wasn't because somebody told me. When I got up, my mind was changed. My whole life was changed. Things I was bound by, things that controlled me, things that I felt like I couldn't break off, God broke it off me in just a matter of minutes. Now, it was my job to keep praying. But I want you to know, the enemy has fought my mind and said, you can't break the habit. You can't stop drinking. You can't stop smoking. I tried to stop smoking for 3 hours. But I want you to know, when I told God to help me, I'm serving, but you gotta help me. Somebody right now, you need to call in right now and say, I want prayer. You need to tell right now, I need prayer. I need a break. I need God to change me. I'm at the point of suicide. I'm at the point of just giving up. No, this is your season. This is your hour to allow God to come in and do something for you right now. Right now. Let us know right now. Just let us know right now. I need prayer. I want to be saved. I need God to help me. I need God to change me. Come on, I'm maxed out. I'm maxed out. I can't go no further. And that's what I was. God was waiting on me just to tell him, God, I can't make it without you. And that's all he wants you to do. When you've done what you can and you can't do no more, that's when God steps in. And when God steps in, I promise you, your life will never be the same. I was 17 years old when God saved me. Now, I'm not going to tell my age that I'm up, but I want you to know that God delivered me. God set me free. And it was my job to walk in my deliverance. I know what God can do. I cannot deny the power of God. I cannot deny Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He came into my life. And he continued to spoke over my life. Some of you right now, God is going to do some things for you. I want you to call him right now. You need God in your life. If you're ready to change, if you're ready to give your life to God, you said, I can't. Now, maybe you're backslide. Maybe you've been in the church, but the church ain't you. It don't matter. Right now, God is going to turn things around for you. He wants to do it right now. This is your opportunity. Woman of God, are you on there yet?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have heard the word of God tonight. Amen. Do you believe God just as, amen, the word of God said? Do you believe that God can turn things around instantly, amen, for you. Amen. He's able to do abundantly above all that we could ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. Truly, God wants to do it tonight. Amen. God is bidding you to come tonight. Amen. I dare you to, amen, to take God at his word. Amen. And see, won't God come through for you? Amen. You must have the faith to believe that he is a rich rewarder to them that diligently seek him. So tonight, after hearing such an amen, encouraging word, amen, for us to take a step of faith, amen, and try God. Amen. Maybe somebody's on the line tonight. Amen. Are you in that position? Amen. You in that situation tonight where you need the Lord, amen, to intervene for you. You need God to come through. You don't know how. Amen. You don't know what to do. And it looks like your back is against the wall. You at a crossroad. Amen. All the roads in your life have begun to become crossroads. And you don't know. You're not sure which way to go. Tonight, try Jesus. Turn to Jesus. For he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. So at this time, amen, if there's anyone on the line, amen, if you're not saved and you're ready to be saved, amen, the Lord wants to change your life tonight. All you got to do is push *6. Come on over to the broadcast tonight. We want to pray the prayer of faith with you. Amen. We want to believe God, amen, with you tonight, that God is able to change your life. Amen. 1 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Tonight, Jesus wants to make you brand new. Will you allow him to do it tonight? Amen. If there's anyone on the line tonight, amen, you can push *6. Come on over to the broadcast tonight. Amen, that we may pray the prayer of faith with you and lead you to Christ. God bless you at this time. You may come forth. Glory be to God. Do we have anyone tonight? Amen. Ready to receive the Lord as your personal Savior. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's waiting on you tonight. Amen. It's not so much that you're waiting on God, but God has been waiting on you, amen, to make that surrender and yield yourself unto him. Amen. He's waiting to forgive your sins and blot out all your iniquity and to wash you in the precious blood of the Lamb and to make you white as snow. Amen. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Saul says, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment. Your needs he'll supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goodbye. Amen. Tonight, amen, we want to give you opportunity, amen, to, amen, make the Lord your choice tonight. Is there one tonight? Glory be to God. Amen. If not, we thank God for the opportunity, amen, that God has granted you this night, amen, to repent and to turn error of your ways. Amen. We don't want to be like that rich man. Amen. In hell, we lift up our eyes. Amen. But it'd be too late. But while there's still breath in your body, Amen. My God has given you opportunity. You are to take advantage of this time and turn your life over to the Lord. Amen. At this time, do we have any special prayer requests tonight? Amen. If there's anyone on the line, amen, that you have any special prayer requests, amen, that we may, you want us to touch and agree with you in prayer, believe in God that he can do it for you this night. You may push star 6, amen, to come on over to the platform and make a request from there. Glory be to God. Amen. Any prayer requests tonight? Amen. If not, amen, we're going to pray the prayer of faith. Amen. We're going to believe God. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we humbly thank you for this day. We humbly thank you for being God. And beside you, there is no other. Father God, we thank you for being a God that sits high and looks down low. You are beholding the good and the evil. Oh, God, your eyes are upon the righteous and your ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them that do wicked. In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we praise you. We glorify you right now, God. We thank you for this opportunity, huh? We thank you for this night, oh, God. We thank you for your blood that washes away. Oh, God, your blood that cleanses, oh, God. Oh, God, your blood that makes us whole. In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we realize tonight that we need you, God. We can't make it by ourselves, huh? Oh, God, we are depending on you, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we pray that you would touch tonight, huh? Save, heal, and deliver, God, huh? Oh, God, set free tonight, huh? Oh, God, look on everyone under the sound of our voice tonight. Look on everyone that heard your word tonight, God, huh? In the mighty name of Jesus, huh? Convict their hearts unto repentance, huh? Bring somebody to repentance tonight, huh? Oh, God, we pray you humble the mighty men, huh? Oh, God, humble them down tonight, Jesus, huh? Oh, God, let them say, Lord, what must I do to be saved, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, we need you tonight, huh? Lord, we need a miracle tonight, huh? Work a miracle tonight, Jesus, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, touch our bodies, huh? Lord, touch our souls tonight, huh? Save, Lord, huh? Save, Lord, huh? Save, Lord, huh? Save before it's too late, huh? Have mercy on them, Lord, huh? Those that are not saved tonight, huh? We pray that you have mercy on them, huh? Break their heart up, Lord, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Bring them to repentance tonight, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? We know you able, Lord, huh? Only you can do it, God, huh? Convict their souls tonight, huh? Deal with their heart, Lord, huh? Trouble their minds, God, huh? Don't let them get no rest, huh? Until they turn to you, huh? Till they come running, huh? Running unto you tonight, huh? Say, Lord, huh? What must I do to be saved, huh? Let them cry out to you tonight, huh? Say, I yield, huh? I yield myself to you, Lord, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? We know you able, Lord, huh? You deal with their heart, Lord, huh? You deal with their minds, huh? You change their minds, Lord, huh? Change their thought process, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Save them before it's too late, huh? Oh, God, have mercy on them, Lord, huh? Save them from that burning fire, huh? Oh, God, we know you able, Lord. Save our loved ones tonight, huh? Whoever they may be, huh? Oh, God, save our families, huh? Save our children, Lord, huh? Save, Lord, huh? Save them, Lord, huh? In the name of Jesus, huh? Oh, God, work on their heart, huh? Lord, work on their mind tonight, huh? Take out the stony heart, huh? Give them a heart of flesh, huh? Take out the evil spirit, huh? And, Lord, you put your spirit within them. Cause them to keep your commandments, huh? Cause them to obey your word, huh? In the name of Jesus, hide your word in our heart tonight, that we may not sin against you. Lord, quicken our mortal bodies. Look on everyone on the prayer line tonight, every home and every household tonight, that's represented, Father. We need a touch from you tonight. We need a miracle, Lord. We need a breakthrough, Lord. We need deliverance tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, heal the sick soul, Lord. Heal the sick body tonight. Oh, Jesus, move the pain tonight. Move the misery tonight. Move the sorrow tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you able, Lord. Oh, God, speak peace in the midst of the storm. Turn the situation around. Fix every problem tonight. Meet every need tonight, Lord. Your people have need of you, God. Your people need you. Oh, God, we need you tonight. One needs you for one thing. Somebody else needs you for another. But, Lord, we all have a need tonight. We're standing in the need of prayer. We're standing in the need of a miracle. We need you to work it out tonight. We need you to fix it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, all things are possible to him that believe. Lord, we believe you tonight. Help our unbelief. Oh God, in the middle of trouble, Lord, in the midst of our circumstances, in the midst of our situation, teach us to trust you, Lord. Teach us to praise you. Oh God, we praise you tonight. Hey, glory. We praise you in the good, we praise you in the bad, we praise you when we're up, and we praise you when we're down, we lift up holy hands, towards heaven, and we say thank you, we say thank you, in spite of it all, we say thank you, we may not understand everything, oh God, everything may not feel good, but we say thank you anyhow, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, concerning us to give thanks in all things, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the middle of trouble, oh God, we bow to praise you, in the middle of burdens, we bow to praise you, in the name of Jesus, you told us, let not our heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid, oh God, you said we believe in you, you told us believe in you, as the scripture has said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. Give us that living water tonight. Oh, Jesus, let it spring up, let it come forth, let it rise, oh God, from the uttermost, in the name of Jesus, oh God, raise us up today, raise us up tonight. Cause us to sit in heavenly places. Cause us to do thy sweet will. We delight to do thy will, O God. It's our desire tonight, God, to please you. It's our desire to walk upright and to speak the truth in our heart. Oh, God, we want to keep your commandments. Oh, God, write your word upon the table of our hearts. Oh, God, that we may not sin against thee. Thy word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Help us not to stumble. Help us not to falter. Oh, God, but lead us on. Lead us on to the path of righteousness for your name's sake. In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory tonight. We give you praise. We give you honor. For thou hast done it. You already done it. 2,000 years ago, when you hung on the cross, you said, Father, it is finished. You said, Father, it is finished. I have done what you commanded me to do. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, you get the glory tonight. You get the glory and the honor. We give you glory tonight, God. We give you glory and honor. that do unto your name. We don't praise you enough. God, we don't praise you enough. We don't praise you like we should. But Lord, help us to praise you. Help us to give you the glory. That do unto your name. Glory. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor tonight. For you are worthy. You're worthy tonight. For thou hast done it. You have already done it tonight. You have already healed. You have already delivered. You have already set free. You have already made ways. You have already done it. And for that we say thank you. And for that we praise you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Glory to your name, God. In the name of Jesus. For she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Thank you for the name. Thank you for the name Jesus. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for that name, Jesus. Something about the name, Jesus. Something about the name, Jesus. Oh, we can call on your holy name. We can call on your righteous name. You will come to our rescue. You will come to our aid. You will fight every battle tonight. You will fight our battle, God. Oh, God, you told us to be still and know that you are God. In the name of Jesus, we take you at your word tonight. We trust you, God. Even when we can't trace you, even when we don't understand everything, we trust you tonight, Lord. Lord, you got the power to do. Oh, God, abundantly and exceedingly abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Oh, God, we're going to let the power work in us tonight. We're going to allow the power of the Holy Ghost, oh, God, to work in us. Oh, God, the power that you have invested in us tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, for you are in control. You're in control of our lives. You're in control of every situation. Everything that we go through tonight, Father God. Oh, God, you are aware of it. God, you come to make us strong tonight. Our tests and trials come to build us up. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you're teaching us how to trust you. You're teaching us how to wait on you and to be of good courage. For we know you shall strengthen our heart. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, bless us this night. Oh, God, we pray that you will bless everyone on the line tonight, every home that's represented tonight. Oh, God, we pray that you will meet every need according to your riches and glory. Oh, God, we pray that you will provide tonight. We pray that you will heal the sick. Oh, God, open up blinded eyes. Call the lame man to walk. Call deaf ears to come open in the mighty name of Jesus. You're still working miracles. You're still performing miracles. Oh, God, that you have already done. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and for that we give you glory, we give you praise. God, continue. We pray that you will bless the messenger on the night. Bless the speaker of the hour, God. Touch him and strengthen him, anoint him to do thy will. Open up the door of utterance. Oh, God, bless his gold ministry tonight. Bless his going out. Bless his coming in. Bless his home, bless his family. Oh, God, continue to add jelly to the ministry. Such as should be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that you would give him strength. Oh, God, to do thy sweet will. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray that you will bless the Prayer News Network tonight. Father God, we pray, oh, God, that you will continue to give the increase. Continue to set your approval on it. Oh, God, strengthen us tonight, God. Strengthen us, oh God. Keep us, oh God, in your will. In the name of Jesus. Continue to look on our visionary founder of this Prayer News Network Global. Father God, we pray that you would touch her body, give her strength. Oh God, continue to strengthen her day by day. encourage your heart, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it for your name's sake. Do it for your glory. We'll give you honor. We'll give you glory. We'll give you the praise. We'll tell of your goodness. We'll make known your deeds among the people in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray this prayer in Jesus' name for Christ's sake. We pray. Amen and thank God. Hallelujah. Come on, can somebody come on and say thank the Lord tonight? Can you just lift your hands and say thank you, Lord? Can you just lift your hands right now and say thank you, Lord? In the midst of everything that you may be going through right now, can you just stop and say, thank you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. I know that you're able to bring me out. Amen. And I know that you will. You will fight every battle. Glory be to God. Amen. Tonight we just thank the Lord. Amen for the word of God that we have heard. Thank God, amen, for the messenger, the speaker of the hour. Amen. The chosen vessel that God saw fit. Amen, to speak into our spirit, into our lives tonight. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Tonight we have heard the word of God, but do we believe that Jesus saves and his blood washes whiter than the snow? Do we believe, amen, that God inhabits the praises of his people? Amen. In the midst of our praise, God will work things out for us. Amen. Do we believe that God will turn it around? Amen. God wants us to believe and trust him. Trust God for the impossible. Trust God when you don't see how. Trust God when you don't see no way at all. Amen. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Amen. You're not supposed to see your way, but you're supposed to trust God. Amen, for the way. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, we thank God, amen. The just, amen, we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen, so we thank God tonight. Amen, for the word of God. And we believe that God is going to do everything that he said he will do. Every promise that God has spoken unto you, it shall come to pass. God is going to fulfill his word, and he's going to honor his word for his name's sake. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for each one of you, amen, tonight on the line. We pray that you have been blessed. We pray, amen, that you are encouraged to trust the Lord. Amen. We're living in perilous times. We are living in the last days. Trouble is all around us. Amen. You turn to the right, you turn to the left. Trouble is right there. You don't have to look for trouble. Trouble will find you. Trouble will come your way. But thanks be to God, amen, who takes care of us, who watches over us and shields us and protects us from danger seen and unseen. And somebody said, he's always looking out for me. He's always busy opening doors that I don't even see. I don't have to worry. I don't have to fret. For I know the Lord will take care of me because he's always looking out for me. Amen. Do you believe God just like that? Amen. So we thank God, amen, tonight. Amen for this prayer night. We thank God for each one of you that have come to the line. We want to encourage you to keep praying, people of God. Amen. Whatever you do, don't stop praying. And don't stop believing God. Amen. Pray until something happens. You got to push your way through. You got to pray your way through. And then you got to praise your way through. Shout yourself out of the storm. Shout yourself, amen, out of trouble. Amen. Praise God through it all. And watch God give you the victory. Glory be to God. He loves you tonight. Amen. God cares. Amen. He is concerned all about you. Amen. God is concerned about you tonight. Amen. So people of God, we want to encourage you, amen, to get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. And listen to the word of God again, that God may continually to strengthen you and to build you up and to edify you. Amen. And that's what we want God to do, to strengthen us and to build us up. Amen. On every leaning side, so that our souls may be anchored in the Lord. Amen. And you can get a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. By dialing. Amen. Texting us. Amen. At area code 912-257-3918. Once again, if you'd like to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast, we want to ask you to please dial. Amen. And send us a text. The number is area code 912-257-3918. And to all of our international listeners, those of you that are listening, amen, from other countries, amen, Blog Talk Radio, amen, iPod, amen, any other means, amen. If you amen, desire to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast as well, amen, we're going to ask you, amen, to text us by using WhatsApp. You can send us a text to request a copy of tonight's broadcast by using WhatsApp. The number is 678-608-7234. Once again, the number, amen, for all of our international listeners, amen, those that are calling in from other countries, the number is 678-608-7234 by using WhatsApp, amen, to receive a copy of tonight's broadcast. Amen. Upon your request, we will be certain to, amen, see to it that you get a copy, amen, of this broadcast and any other night that you may desire, amen, so that you can listen to the Word of God all over again and that God may strengthen you and encourage you through the Word of God, and that you can also share the Word of God with friends, family, loved ones, co-workers, neighbors, whoever the Lord leads you, amen, to share this broadcast with. Because so many people are standing in need, amen, of hope. They need to hear the hope of this gospel, amen, which we preach. Amen. We preach Jesus and Him crucified. Amen. We're not preaching any other, amen, any other doctrine. Amen. But we're preaching Jesus and Him alone and Him and His crucifixion. Glory be to God. Tonight, people of God, God loves you. Jesus died on the cross to save your soul. Amen. If you're not saved, we encourage you to get saved. If you're saved, we encourage you to stay saved. Amen. We're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Amen. And we want to be found in the will of God. Amen. We don't want to be, amen, outside of the will of God. But we want to be found inside of the will of God and doing, amen, everything that God has commanded us to do. Amen. We love you tonight. This is why we come to this line. This is why we're here every night, because, amen, we are concerned about your soul. Amen. It's important, amen, that your soul is right with God. Amen. And when He shall call your name, you'll be ready to answer the call, and you can meet the Lord in glory. Amen. So we just thank God, amen, for each one of you. We pray that you have been blessed. We pray that you have been inspired and encouraged, amen, to run on and see what the end is going to be. Amen. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We want to encourage you to come back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Bring somebody with you. Amen. Invite somebody to the prayer line tomorrow night. Amen. Tell them to come. Amen. And come see a man called Jesus, a man that can save, a man that can heal, a man that can deliver you. Amen, out of every situation. Amen. And we're looking for God to do great things. Amen. What God has started in your life, we're praying, amen, that God will complete everything that He has started in you. Amen. So we give God glory tonight. We bless the Lord. We praise God. Amen. This concludes our prayer and broadcast for tonight. Amen. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. if the Lord shall say the same. Come believe in God. Come trust in God. Looking for a miracle. He has everything that you need. For you, I am praying. Heavenly Father, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we glorify you, we thank you for this night. We thank you for everything that has been said and done to your will and to your glory. Father God, we just thank you, we just praise you for what you're, amen, you're about to do, even in the life of your people. We thank you for doors, amen, God, that's going to come open. We thank you for bodies, oh God, that's going to receive healing and receive a miracle of healing. We thank you, oh God, for just answering prayers. We thank you for doing the impossible tonight. We speak by faith tonight. We count it done, and we praise you in advance for it. Oh, God, we give you glory tonight. We give you praise. We give you honor. We're not going to wait till the battle's over to shout, but we're going to shout right now, and we're going to say thank you, for thou hast done it. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh, God, be with us. Take us through as we lie down and go to sleep tonight. Oh, God, we pray that you will rebuke the hand of death. Bind death on every side tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray you will touch it with your finger, love. Cause us to rise in the morning at that point in time and hour. And Father God, we depart from this line, but never from your presence. Oh God, we just ask that you keep us covered under the blood. You said when you see the blood, you will pass over. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do apply the blood to our lives and to our homes and our family tonight. Oh, God, keep them safe in your will. Oh, God, you do these things for us. We'll give your name the praise. In Jesus' holy, righteous name we pray. Amen. Thank God. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Amen. God bless you, people of God. This concludes our broadcast for tonight. Amen. We love you. But God loves you best. We'll be back on tomorrow night at 9 p.m. If the Lord shall say the same, we see you then. Blessings be upon you, and may he cause his face to shine upon you, Selah. In Jesus' name we pray. Good night. God bless you, each and every one of you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.